Up next, the news you can use from YAA.
It's your 30-minute fix for all your car questions,
industry news, and tips you can use when buying your next vehicle.
We're your hosts, Ray and Zach Shepska, the founders of YAA.
We're here every weekday, live at noon Eastern. Check us out at joinyaa.com. Come on, get in! Is it working better now? Yeah. Now it's working better.
Let's start again.
Okay. Hey, it's a little afternoon here in Bethesda, Maryland, and this is news that you can use from YAA with your hosts, Zach and Ray. And before we get started, Zach, I just want to send our best well wishes to all our friends down in Florida. Hopefully, if you didn't evacuate, you're hunkered down, you'll stay safe, and hopefully you won't have any real issues down there.
No offense, but you said it better the first time.
I did, and
no one heard it.
No offense, you're the only one that heard it.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. All right, Fred, we are going to do Q&A. We're going to answer as many questions as we possibly can from the chat, and also I've got one in my email inbox that we're going to start with in just a second. 2 days left at the joinyaa.com on joinyaa.com for the Fall 20 and Fall 100 promotions we're running, and big news coming on Saturday night, so please be prepared to tune in to the Saturday night live stream, and also if you're on the community forum, you'll see it in advance. But Dad, let's kick things off.
Okay.
We get tons of emails and we try our best to help. We 100% try our best to help. If you're following us on Instagram on Thursdays, we do Ask Us Anythings over there. I mean, last week we had, I think it was like 250 questions come in. I think we answered like 50 of them. We tried our best. It's very hard to do a good job with all of them. We got this email.
Yes. It
came directly into me. It comes from Cade. Okay.
From who?
Cade. K-A-D-E.
Cade.
Good morning. I messaged you on Instagram in hopes of getting your opinion on my situation, but I figured I'd send an email too, just in case. I apologize in advance for the length of this story, but there's a lot to unpack.
Oh my God.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let me actually move us really quickly. Bear with me. Get us out of the way. There we go.
Okay.
I had a 2011 Mercedes E550 with a nearly 100,000 miles on it.
Yes.
My credit is on the lower side at about 620-ish. I went to Lifted Trucks in Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, my God. I remember them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I was born in Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah.
You remember this dealer?
Yeah.
And they took advantage of a naive recent college graduate, me. I signed a deal to trade my Mercedes in for a 2018 Dodge Challenger V6. Sorry, I wanted to jump in, with 19,000 miles. They gave me $11,000 for my trade-in, which left me with about $4,700 in negative equity. The deal financed roughly $42,000 with an interest rate of 8.99%. They had me come back in a couple days later and tried to get me to sign a deal with an 18% interest rate, which I told them absolutely not. They said they would see what they could do, and they'd let me know. After about 2 weeks of driving this new car, they had me come back in and they had this, quote, amazing deal for me that was an absolute, quote, no-brainer.
Yeah, at least for them. Yeah,
a couple probably. Days. And I'm excited for you to help Cade, but I'm also excited for you to help people understand what the hell's going on here.
Okay, sure.
A couple days before this, I realized that this new car would put me in a tougher financial position than I realized, and that I didn't really love this car, especially for a $690 a month payment. So this new, quote, amazing deal would finance $38,000 at a 12.5% interest rate.
Yeah,
I've done a little bit of due diligence after the fact and was thinking that they couldn't get my original paper, my deal approved, $42,000 at 8.99%. So I declined the new deal thinking I could get my Mercedes trade in back. Instead, they told me that they had the original deal funded already and that they were making this better deal for me out of the kindness of their hearts.
Okay, well, that's BS, yeah.
At this point, I still think they are bluffing on being able to fund the original deal. So to their disbelief, I still reject the new deal and say that I want the original offer. They still let me leave with the new car that day. I called the credit union and asked about the details of the deal, and they said they received the original deal, $42,000 financed at 8.99%, and sent a counteroffer to the dealership, but that's all they've heard from the dealership so far. Called the dealership and I asked what's going on, and they said that it's only been a couple days and it takes time to process, but they also said they were still working on a deal for me. I've expressed the fact that I don't want the car anymore, and after rejecting their offer that would have lowered the financing amount by almost $5,000, I assume that they have a good idea of my intentions, that if I can't get my original offer, then it's a fair excuse to get out of the car, but they are still dragging their feet. I've had a car that I technically don't own for almost a month now.
Yeah,
we'll come to Cade's questions here in just a second, but I just want to, what the hell is going on here? How can someone be driving around a car on a loan that's kind of funded, but not funded.
It was a spot delivery. Okay, so the dealership put the deal together. They looked at the credit, and they said, okay, it's going to be a little difficult, but we think we can get it done. Let you take the car. You sign all the forms, and one of the forms that Cade signed was probably a form that said, hey, financing's not in place. It's not 100% locked in. We may need you to come back.
Yep.
Okay? And so, yes, they need Cade to come back. They can't get the loan approved the way it's structured. Okay? The credit union or whoever the potential lender is has agreed to fund a deal at a lower amount.
Yep.
And to have a valid contract, they need Cade to sign new paperwork. Why they're taking a month, either, you know, the dealer should either unwind the deal, get their vehicle back. But the next issue is probably going to be, they're going to say, okay, well, we've sold your trade.
Okay. Wait, let's come back.
But they really can't, because they would have had to have paid off her existing loan in order to get a title to be able to sell it.
So let's look at Cade's questions.
Okay.
Do you think they can fund that original deal, or are they doing all they can to bluff their way through this deal? Are there any laws or anything that could screw me over in regards to having the car for so long without an agreed upon deal? Can they legally sell my trade in before the deal is done? They mentioned that they'd be sending it to auction, but I still owe money on it. So I assume they can't sell it without paying it off, right? What would you do if you were in my shoes? And I just, again, want to remind everyone, literally, this is what we do for our members, like become a member. And obviously, we try and help here as much as we can on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram. Become a member. Like, if you don't want to be in Cade's shoes or you're nervous about the situation you're in, let us help you. Back to Cade's questions, Pops. Let me get us back over in our nice, happy corner. What the hell would you do if you're in this situation?
Well, obviously, they don't have the deal funded. Okay. So I would go back to the dealer and say, here, either the deal's in place and you can show me it's in place and you can show me that it's been funded and you can show me that you've paid off the Mercedes-Benz, or here's your car. You've had a month to try and get the loan approved. It's not approved. I want my Mercedes back. You can have your car back. But, they would not have paid off her vehicle if they have not been funded for the new car deal. So they wouldn't be in a position legally to have sold the trade-in. They might bluff that they have. But I would just go back and say, hey, I want my Mercedes. Here's your car. Unless you can prove to me that the loan's done, the deal's off.
All right, I just want to jump to the chat here because we have such incredible folks that are part of the community. Yes. Ashley, secondary deal. Mm-hmm. Kimberly saying spot delivery.
Yeah.
Igor's got it, spot delivery for over a month.
Yes.
I want to give a huge shout out, by the way, to Jerry.
Yes.
Jerry K. Jerry Kramer.
Yeah.
Jerry is the newest auto expert on the YAA team. So if you come to us, if you become a member and you go to live chat, you go to the community forum, Jerry's on the other end there to help you out. I mean,
yes.
We're trying here to help with get as many smart and informed people as possible. Jerry's saying she needs to unwind the deal. The trade will be an issue, and she most likely signed an agreement that she is paying per day for the vehicle she is in.
Perhaps.
Oh, man. Andrew, another awesome community member. I buy cars at the auction all the time. What is T/A30 title? I don't know what that means, Andrew. But I think what I'm understanding here is that dealers take cars to auction without title all the time.
Yeah.
Because you're saying you see it.
Yeah, but that could be because they're waiting for the title to come in after they made the payoff.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure this dealer would not have taken the vehicle to the auction because they haven't made a payoff. And they may never make the payoff.
Title absent. Got it. Yeah. Thank you.
And they may never make the payoff. And so
just put them in the chat, Esteban. We're marking them. We'll come back to them.
So that if they took it to the sale and they sold it to another dealer and they listed it as title absent, it wouldn't matter because they may never be able to get that dealer the title. So if they sold it at the sale, that sale could end up unwinding because the dealer that sold it will never get a title because they'll never pay off the damn Mercedes. Yeah, it could get really ugly.
Yeah, really, really could. All right, let's. We've got a comment here from April. Hyundai did the same BS to my daughter. They even told her they shipped her old car to Florida and she could not get her car back. After threatening to bring lawyers in, her car was available.
Go figure.
Wow, wow, wow. All right, if you got questions, put them in the chat. Let's start running through them, Pops. Ready?
The questions or comments.
Yes, please. We appreciate comments as well. Fernanda, happy Wednesday. Why shouldn't I put down a big payment, a down payment on a lease car?
Because if God forbid, the lease car gets totaled in an accident, that big down payment you gave them is lost. It's gone. It's gone forever. Why would you want to lower the cost of purchase?
Cade here with us. You're happy to help, Cade. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why would you want to lower the cost of purchase? Sorry.
To the lease company.
Yep.
And then that money can be lost entirely. Just whatever money you were going to give to it, so you could end up with a lower payment on your lease, just take that amount of money, put it in a separate bank account, and every month draw out the difference between the payment you wanted to have and what the payment actually is. And draw it down on a monthly basis. But don't give it to the bank and run the risk of losing it forever.
100%. We have great resources. I'm just here. We're going to do it all together really quickly. Go into my Google machine, how to lease a car YAA. How to negotiate a car lease step-by-step, things you need to know before leasing a car, how to lease a car and get the best. Boom, right there. Just Google search how to lease a car YAA. You'll get all of the information that we have available to help you as you navigate that.
Because we're, as somebody once said, we're here to help.
Michael's got a question. I hear you guys use the phrase, quote, I want to get this off your lot today. But how does that work with pre-purchase inspection and taking a purchase order to the lending bank for approval? Yeah, so kind of the sequencing of these different steps when you say, hey, I want to get this off your lot today. I want to make a car deal. Okay, but I also need to get a pre-purchase inspection. I also got to get my bank approval. How do you sequence all that?
Well, then you're not really going to take the car off the lot today. I'm willing to make a deal today contingent upon having a satisfactory pre-purchase inspection done, and I'll also need a buyer's order to take to my bank in order to get my financing together so I can bring the check back to you. That's how you do it.
Let's jump back in here. We've got from AMS. What are your thoughts on Subaru as a brand? How are prices trending for them right now, new and or used? We both like Subaru.
Yes. We've had nothing but good success with the Subarus that we have had.
Yeah.
Subaru as a brand is highly regarded by those who are already Subaru owners. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, I think, SUVs, it is second only to Toyota in brand loyalty.
And new car prices for Subarus, you can get Subarus at MSRP. Do not pay for a Subaru above MSRP.
And they have a VIP program if you donate to the SPCA or something like that, where you actually can end up getting it at invoice.
Yep. There are a lot of good, and a lot of dealers are still honoring it. So Subaru at or below MSRP is very attainable. If you're going to buy a Subaru, of course, join, become a member. We'll help coach you through that. And let's look briefly and quickly here on
and
the new side.
And they've always retained a high percentage of their original value.
Oh, definitely. I am curious though. Let's not do one with 132,000 miles. Yeah, relatively new Subaru Forester, 26,000 miles. I'm just curious, price history. Yeah, I mean, prices have fluctuated, but $35,000 car back in May.
And it's June. Now they're asking 31.
So yeah, I mean, we're seeing weakening on the used car side across the board, even for Subarus.
Yeah.
So yeah, Subaru is definitely highly recommended from the YAA team. All right, let us come back here. We've got from Ryan. Hey guys, love the show. I've been watching you guys for months while looking at trucks, just waiting for prices to fall a bit more. We just got the latest Black Book data yesterday. Prices should continue to fall.
Yes. The only thing that could impact it might be this hurricane, honestly. We could impact the wholesale values. A Subaru,
Subaru is a great car. And if you talk to the guys at YAA on the forum, they will help you get the VIP prices at invoice. Yep, 100%. Yeah. Go to the forum. Join YAA.com/community. Here to help as best we can. Yeah, the hurricanes could influence Subaru and all used vehicle prices.
Yeah, the hurricane, at least in the southeast,
could
negatively impact what we've been seeing as far as a decline in the wholesale pricing.
Yep.
So if it's as devastating as it potentially could be. And there's thousands upon thousands of cars that will end up being totaled. And those cars are going to need to be replaced. We could see a sudden hike in those wholesale values that are being paid at auctions so that those cars can be replaced in the southeast. So
huge influx of questions coming in. Again, we will answer as many as we can here today, but community forum is a great place to go. Becoming a member and chatting with our team is also a great option. We've got from David Folk. Do your extended service contracts allow for the use of new parts rather than refurbished ones? Yep, 100%. I actually was working with a gentleman yesterday. He went to, this is fascinating. This is really fascinating.
I like to be fascinated.
What was it? Not his brake rotor, because rotors aren't covered.
Yeah.
Caliper.
Yeah.
His brake caliper went bad.
Yeah.
He went to Midas.
Yes.
And Midas quoted him the price to do the job, and the extended warranty that he got through us was only going to pay out up to a certain amount, not the full amount. And he called and he's like, why is this happening? So I got in touch with AUL and I said, hey, why is this happening? Immediately saw that Midas was charging a $200 upcharge on the part. $200 over what the MSRP of the part is.
Wow.
And then ultimately we're working with the customer to make sure he gets the part at the right cost. But to be fair, when you work with an extended warranty company, whether it's ours or any, they'll pay up to a certain amount. If you want to go buy some super special brand new part, they may not cover all the way up. With AUL, we're pretty good about that. In this case, we were not going to pay the $200. It was a $138 part that they were charging $238 for.
Wow.
We told them no, lower the price. So
did they?
I'm waiting to hear back from Mike today, in all honesty. Wow. Paid for full labor, which was good.
Yes.
And paid for up to MSRP on that part, but they just wanted so much for it. It was fascinating.
Well, that's because, you know, they've heard there's a part shortage.
And we said, we are not your bank account. We're happy to pay, but we really don't want to pay a 150% markup.
Wow.
We got a question here from TurboFur. Do you have access to discuss Canadian used car market, please? I would like to buy a Honda Civic, but don't know whether the wholesale prices are going down. We have a Canadian forum on the joinya.com/community and also Canadian Black Book. Just Google search Canadian Black Book. They have great insights on the used car market over at Canadian Black Book. Hey, Ray and Zach, this is from Esteban. I'm looking to get a Z51 Stingray Corvette. I've noticed these cars are good at keeping their value. They're actually the number one rated value, vehicle that holds their value on CarEdge.com. Is there any tool or website that shows expected?
Bingo! God bless. This right here. This is why we bought CarEdge.
This is why we bought CarEdge. So if you go to CarEdge.com, it's going to look different soon, but not right now. If you go to CarEdge.com, you could go to research. You could go, I'm going to go to rankings and then depreciation. And then I am going to do the best. And I'm going to do, let me do.
Wow, look at that. Super is the best.
Don't they have? Yeah, they have. We have the cars down here. Yeah. Luxury models. Is it under luxury models? Let me check.
Under sports cars? Does it have?
It's somewhere.
Sports or specialty cars?
Corvette. Here you go.
It's 12.
12.
Okay.
So here's the Chevrolet Corvette. A Chevrolet Corvette will depreciate 18% after 5 years.
That's pretty good.
The 5-year resale value of $84,704. You can put in the value or the how old your vehicle is, so brand new, what the price is, how long you intend to own it for, how much miles you plan to drive each year, and then you can calculate your depreciation curve right here.
Wow.
Then you can break out your depreciation as well, expected resale value, etc. We have all sorts of great information here.
And how much do we charge?
CarEdge is free,
to get
man.
This information?
CarEdge is free, 100% free.
Oh, well,
historical depreciation. Man, how much it's expected to cost in maintenance each year?
Mm-hmm. There you have it. There's some great information on the CarEdge website, by the way.
Yeah, it really is. So here, I'll pop this, excuse me, in the chat. So if you're not using CarEdge.com, you really should be. Great info there. Let me pop that in the chat. All right, we've got a question here from Doc Breezy. Hey, Zach and Ray, question advice. Should I buy a new RAV4 hybrid now, wait for a 2023 model, or should I wait for a better deal, on used RAV4s, pending the potential for a used market to collapse? Oh, man. All right. This is a tricky one. Let's talk it out. What would you do?
Well, if I could get a new RAV4 hybrid at MSRP, I would do that, as opposed to wait for the used car market to collapse.
Well, I also don't think the used car market for hybrid RAV4s is going to collapse.
That's the subset in the market that isn't losing value. It's actually still gaining value.
I think I'd probably get on a wait list for the 2023 model.
Well, unless you get your hands on a 2022.
Yeah, I'm not waiting for the used to collapse, because for hybrid RAV4s, it's probably not.
No.
And I'm not going prime, because prime, the wait for a prime could be up to a year, depending on where you're located.
Yes.
So I'm probably going MSRP, whether it's on a wait list for a 2022 or more realistically, I think wait list for a 2023. Super curious to hear from Justice and others and the team that works day to day with all of our members, because I am very curious. Yeah, RWD policing 2 year wait. Yeah. Going to be pretty challenging. All right, let's come back here, Dad. We've got from Faunaflix. Reserved new car coming next month. Written certified inspection of my trade over the phone. What are the chances they try to renegotiate at the time of pickup?
Well, I would imagine they would, only because used car market conditions can change daily. A value that a dealership assigns to your trade today might not necessarily be the value of the vehicle 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 weeks from now, when the new vehicle comes in. When we did it at our dealership, we always said, here's the value of the vehicle today, and it will be subject to reappraisal at the time that you take delivery of the new vehicle, because we cannot control what happens in the used car market. There could be natural disasters. There could be a recession. I mean, anything. There so many different things can impact the value of vehicles. That our appraisals were good for 7 days or 500 miles.
And this is why we have and encourage everyone to use it. It's like the CarWiser team is great. I'm so glad. Over 80 people have sold their cars through CarWiser. 80 YAA members.
Wow.
Just click on sell. Put your vehicle information in here. So you've got that value from the dealership, but see what it's worth to CarMax, see what it's worth to Carvana, get all the offers in one place. So if they do want to renegotiate with you, come in with a little bit of leverage, get those offers right here. And I saw we had a comment come through in the chat, Dad. Let me pull it back up really quickly here. Bend Rebel says, you talk about extended warranties, but what is the YA car insurance like? I'm sick of using Geico and Progressive. We are not an insurance carrier. I don't know if we'll ever be an insurance carrier. That feels like a big undertaking.
Yeah.
We've set up an insurance marketplace. So we partnered with, it's like 15, 16 insurance carriers, and we have some discounted rates for YAA members. So if you use our insurance marketplace, so you put in a zip code, takes you to our marketplace, you fill out the form, you're going to get, you've did this.
Yes.
You have Geico right now. You ended up actually, we ended up, when you did this, Dad, months ago, you had a cheaper rate with, what was it, Safeco?
It's Safeco, and it was $60 a year less.
And so you decided not to change.
Yeah, that's for fine. $60, I thought I would continue to be loyal to Geico, because they've always, when Dara unfortunately was involved in some automobile accidents, they always handled the claims promptly, quickly. There was never any issues. So you just stuck with them.
That's fine. Yes. But I think the point is, it's a way to see what the most competitive rates are for insurance for your vehicle. And if you're not checking those every 6 months to a year, probably, I mean, insurance rates have gone up, but you should also rate shop. It's a very, very relevant thing to do. Ashley says, and Ashley's working with dozens of members each day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ashley, for what you do. Every deal I've looked at out of RAV4 hybrid has been priced over MSRP. And we have Dad for Justice, still a 12-month wait on RAV4 hybrid in many markets. Okay. So if a RAV4 hybrid is a 12-month wait and you're going to get it over MSRP, then I'm probably looking at aged used ones and trying to make a deal there. Unless I absolutely don't need it and I can wait 12 months to a year.
Yes.
Probably I'm not in that position. So I'm looking for a used one.
Or maybe not a hybrid and maybe a different
brand. Yeah, it's a good point. We've got Dad from Beastifier. Do you think a dealership will go down $2,000 on a new car?
It all depends. Depends on the brand. It depends on the car. There's so many factors that it depends on.
We had a great guide. It was today's newsletter article. If you go to the website and then go resources, blog, the 5 car brands you can negotiate right now. So we've talked to the team, the team every day. Jeep, Ram, Chrysler, Lexus, and BMW. These for used vehicles. There's some good opportunity on all these. If you're not getting $2,000 off on a Ram 1500, you probably got a bad deal. So it depends, like you're saying, depends on the brand, depends on the vehicle.
I talked to my friend Chip today, and he's got a friend that's a large Jeep dealer, and he was saying, hey, we can't give away the $80,000 Jeeps. My guess is that they've tried by discounting them more than $2,000 in order to be able to give them away. So it depends on the type of car. It depends on the brand.
100%.
Yeah.
Gilberto, if you're disappointed working with Nationwide, seriously, go through our marketplace, talk to our agents. We're here to help. It's the same YAA, approach as always. Son is asking if we have the links to CarEdge on our YAA site. No, we don't.
Why not?
I don't know. I just haven't done it. That's probably do that.
Yeah. Who the hell's the CEO and why hadn't he thought of that?
Extended warranty coverage depends on the vehicle. You can play around with it on the website. You can see what options you have. Older vehicles, like 10 years old, 150,000 miles, probably just going to be 3-year options. Newer vehicles, up to 10 years. John says, do you trust people in the service department at the dealership to do a pre-purchase inspection, or do you need to bring in a mechanic friend?
You don't have the pre-purchase inspection done at the dealership where you're thinking of buying the car. My suggestion is when you're looking at a pre-owned car, and let's just say for fun, you're looking at a used Toyota at a Ford dealership. Okay, so make arrangements at the local Toyota dealership to have a pre-purchase inspection done on that car at that Toyota dealership so that you can see what issues there might be. And you want to have a technician, a mechanic, be the one that does the inspection.
Exactly.
Not the service advisor.
Diane's got a question.
Yes.
I recently purchased a 1-year-old vehicle. There's a mileage inconsistency on the Carfax. Is there anything I can do to help speed up the solution? Driving on dealer plates. Oh, there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah. Why are you driving on dealer plates? Mileage discrepancies happen on Carfax all the time because somewhere along the line, somebody might fat finger a mileage when they're inputting it into their system. If you have proof, other repair orders showing what the mileage was prior to when somebody fat fingered it and what the current mileage is with a picture of the odometer now, you can file a dispute with CarMag or Carfax.
Yep.
It takes about a week, maybe to 10 days in order to get it straightened
out. The Illinois Department of Vehicle typed it in with one extra digit. Yep. So it's fat fingered exactly like you said. Yeah.
So that should be easy enough to get corrected. I ran into it a couple of times where, I just got in touch with Carfax. Like I said, it took about a week to 10 days.
Yeah, so it's a matter of getting in touch.
There are ways to dispute it and get it corrected.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not that big of a deal.
All right, we got another question here from Michael. What are the top warranty/insurance products I should be doing research on before buying a used car that is outside of the manufacturer warranty? VSC, I guess, but if you're just trying to research, then yeah, research extended warranties, research gap insurance if you're not going to put a lot of money down. If you live in a city, maybe tire and wheel protection, maybe. Also, you could just put money in a savings account.
Yes.
Yeah.
Create a separate savings account for unexpected car repairs.
Yeah, it's another option.
Yeah. Put money in it every month. Every month that you're not having and experiencing an unexpected car repair, whatever amount of money that you thought you might have spent, put it into this savings account, let it build up so that if and when you ever do have an issue, there's money set aside to take care of it.
You know what? I kind of like doing the 30-minute just rapid fire answering questions. It's been a little while since we put you on the spot like that.
I'm pretty good on the spot.
You're pretty good on the spot.
Yeah. What do you think of I switched the band on my watch to show the fall colors. Dad,
I think the green screen's doing something with it.
Well, it's really a yellow band. Ooh, that looks really cool with fall foliage.
Man. Yeah. All right, I got a question for the chat. Got a question for everyone that's here with us. We're thinking about, nothing's for sure yet, but we're thinking about doing next month some sort of like course, something, some sort of course, some sort of car buying course or leasing. I don't know, some sort of course.
Yeah.
But unlike what we've traditionally done, where it's always been free, like this would be a paid for course. Can we get some input from the chat? What type of course do you want to see us put together, and what do you want us to focus on? Is it just organizing?
And what would you be willing to pay for?
And what would you be willing to pay for it? Like, what I'm thinking, Dad, is just having it organized, having the information easily accessible, putting it in like one of those nice systems so it's all, all right there for you. But what should we do? And what would you pay for it? Please help us out with that. Now, Dad.
Yes.
Let's go here to Kim.
Yes.
What do you think the, quote, market adjustment will be for a 2023 Honda CR-V EXL?
What do I think it will be?
Depends on the region.
It depends on the region. It depends on the dealer. I mean, I would think most dealers are probably going to be asking somewhere between $2,000 and $5,000 over MSRP. If you can get one at MSRP, that would be a good deal in today's market.
Yeah, completely agree.
But that, if I were to guess, I would say probably somewhere between $2,000 and
$5,000. Markups.org, great resource for which dealerships aren't charging markups. Hi, Zach. I'm the YAA member, and I checked your website if I could get an extended warranty. Your site did not approve my car. Mileage 70,000 in 2014. Why is this so? We don't have coverage for Jaguars, Porsches, some like AMG, Mercedes, things like that. So that's probably what's going on there. All right, Dad. Igor says he'd pay $5,000 to $7,500 for our course. Igor, thank you
so
much.
No, I think he was saying that would be the markup on a CRV. But bless you, Igor, if you would pay $5,000 to $7,500 for one of our courses.
$999, $3995. Okay, interesting. Really appreciate it. Please do the Q&A show more often. I think we will. It feels good to do this more often. And car buying, please. Okay. I feel like we got to do some sort of end of year, how to negotiate, car deal type of thing, but we'll figure it out.
I'm glad somebody will.
Susanna's got an idea, a course of EV buying. Yeah. I'll talk to Justin about this. I think that would be really interesting. Helping you decide what EV to get and then also how to negotiate and what to expect. Yeah. We'll have to figure it out. Rick's had a question. Hey, Ray and Zach, love the channel. What's a fair profit for a dealer on a used car? 10%, 20%.
Well, it depends. It depends on the type of car. It depends on if it's a specialty car or not.
Let's do two examples. A G-Wagon could be like 75%.
Yeah. Let's say it's a Subaru Forester that the dealer traded for $25,000 and they spent another $1,500 in reconditioning. So they own it for $26,500. And the market is, I don't know, 20 is say $30,999. What's that percentage? It's more than 10. It's probably, 10, between 12 and 15% is what they're going to try and make.
And I like to do this thing where for a used vehicle, I like to do this. It's not always accurate, but I like to take the advertised price of that vehicle and then run it through the CarWiser thing to get the offers. And if the offers are like 10% within the advertised price, it's probably a fair price. We've got Chase with a really interesting idea. Maybe not a course, but a binder with fill in the blanks that walks us through start to finish on buying a car, something we could bring to the dealership and lay it on them. I don't know if I like lay it on them, but yes, I get what you're saying. That would be, what if we created?
Yeah.
You could probably do this afternoon, man.
Do what?
Okay, here's Dad's homework.
Jesus.
You have to bring this to tomorrow's show.
Bring what?
What I'm about to say. Come up with some, why don't we have like YAA, you know when you play blackjack?
Yeah, you have the little card that tells you what to do, the basic strategy card.
All right. So for those of you who don't know, when you play blackjack,
yeah,
there's basic strategy. It's like what you should bet and when and how much. It's this. Okay. Yeah. It's this.
And when you should get that directly at the Cool Cat Casino. At
the Cool Cat Casino. Pops, why the hell haven't we created the YAA cheat sheet?
When the salesman says this.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I think that's a great idea.
I'll work on it. But maybe not today.
We'll see. All right. Tune in tomorrow for an update
on
the car buying cheat sheet. Well, yeah, I love that.
Because it becomes when the salesman says X. You know, I used to have a salesman that worked for me. I won't mention his name. But anytime a customer would ask him a question, the salesman would always come to me and he would go, well, he just said this. What do I say? Yeah. Well, wait a second.
Why are you on payroll? Yeah.
if every time somebody asks, so what we need is, well, when a salesman says this to me, what should my response be? And I'll try and work on that.
I think that would be incredible. Yeah.
I'll do my best to work on that.
All right. I think that would be really, really incredible.
Yeah, we could call it Pocket Pop.
We could call it Pocket
Pop. Yeah, Ray in a Pocket.
Yeah. I really think like index card size, figure out how to get it printed. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. What would you pay for that?
I'd pay $10.
You're not going to pay me poop for it, but
I'd pay $10.
Yeah. Pocket Ray.
$10.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just says like it probably, I mean, you got to think about the amount of space that you have there.
Yeah.
But it's got like the 10 most common sayings at the dealership and how to respond to them. I mean, something simple like that.
Yeah.
Because what's cool about this is then if you go in with all the coaching, then you don't have to be. Yeah. Don says make it an app. Yeah, definitely, Don. I think that's ultimately the vision. Yeah. It just takes longer to do that. Yeah. When the salesperson says thing you say, silence. Cool. This is a really cool idea. All right. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. I like the way we're thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be $9.99, but every single response will be okay. I'll leave. All right, guys. Friendly reminder. Again, we're going to call it a show. Friendly reminder. Go on the community forum. Join YAA.com/community. We've got 2 days left on the promotion we're running, the fall 20 for the membership and the fall 100 for the extended warranty. If you're going to sell a car, let us help you get the offers. If you're going to get insurance, even renters and homeowners, we have our licenses, so we've hooked up with the carriers on that as well. Finance and refinance coming soon. The warranty, obviously, there as well. And big news coming on Saturday. So stay tuned for Saturday night. We'll be live on the YAA channel then.
Big news.
Big news.
Big.
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 That was very loud. We need one for F and I too. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can have but you can have Ray in your pocket.
Are you guys brokers? No, but we started to work with a brokerage. If you want to work with a broker, if you want someone to just negotiate the car deal for you, email me Zach, Z-A-C-H at joinyaa.com, and I can connect you to them.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
You want me to press it?
What? Hey, we'll be back here again tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, with more news that you can use from YAA. In the meantime, make it a great day, everybody, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Thanks for being here.
Oh, God, the watch, man.
I like that.
Hold it in front of your face.
Does
it make your face transparent?
Oh, my God. Yeah, look at that. I love that. I got to get a band like that.
Join us again next time,
which is probably tomorrow,
to get the news you can use from YAA. YAA is your trusted source for all things auto. Thanks for listening.
See you soon.